League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is the podcast where we talk about everything CP want to talk about. CP shit. And goddamn it, sometimes CP be right. And to my right, who's usually right, but not tonight.
I gotta hear this.
Maya.
You have not explained yourself. Hello, everybody.
Also starring Roman as Roman. Tony's here. Tony was right.
Hello.
Tony was right.
I don't know what I was right about.
Yeah, you were right. You'll see. You'll see. And then Amir's here. Amir got more black clothes. Amir got so many black clothes, he don't even care about the news or none of that. Amir is just like, right, but will black shirts still be available in the event? Mm-hmm. And he's good. So I'm going to tell y'all like this. I told y'all. I said, not only are the aliens real, they're coming. They're black.
How do you know they're black?
They're flying in a blunt on their way to Compton. It's going to be a basketball game. If Earth wins, they're going to leave us alone. We got Brian. We probably get some couple of rookies because we got like some fresh legs. And I mean, you know, we just have ourselves a good ass old fashioned Space Jam. Once the aliens are here, we need to revisit every alien movie because I'd be damned if we're going to embarrass ourselves and show them some of the alien shit that we've been making. We need to be like, all right, let's go back and CGI. Because they could be like, so what have you all learned about us? What have you all been learning? And we'd be like, oh, you want to watch Men in Black? Sure, what's that? What the fuck? And it's like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, no, that's not even how they look. They probably distinguished.
We just rewatched Independence Day on Independence Day.
Yeah, it was worth
it. That would be embarrassing if they came and they were
nice. They came and saw that, and it was just some octopuses flying around. They'd be like, come on, what were you guys thinking? What were you guys thinking, for real? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Maya always used to be like, it's not aliens. It's very simple. The government, some of them have big heads.
I never said it wasn't aliens, but also, did you watch the congressional hearing?
It was some bullshit, I gotta say. Listen, okay, all jokes aside, I couldn't wait for the congressional hearing to go so that I could prove aliens were right, so that I could come in and tell Maya she was wrong. But it didn't quite happen like that. But I had my speech prepared to tell Maya she was wrong already. So I just came in and did it anyway. Truth of the matter is, I don't know what the hell we just watched because everything is spoken in lawyer talk.
It's
like, do you or do you not plead the fifth on the fact that aliens may be real? He's like, yeah, that's what I said in my thing when I said it. And so you're saying that I'm like, you're the government. So you're saying that we got aliens. Yeah. And we got aliens where? In the room down the hall. You saying we got aliens right down in that room down the hall. Really? Okay. And then what else did you say? I also said you were alien. So I'm an alien. You're telling me that I'm alien. Yes, I'm telling you that you're alien. Really? If I pull my face off right now, it'd be aliens. You put a face off. So you basically saying that my face came off because I'm an alien. Is that what you're telling me? This guy, get him out of my corporate. That's what it felt like. It was like, bro, what are we doing? Y'all are the government. He's telling y'all what y'all got.
What did you, because we were talking about this in the group chat when it was dropping. We were going back and forth. What did you say? You said it perfectly.
I said, hold on, let me read it because I don't remember what I said.
And while you're looking that up, I do want to clarify real quick.
Sometimes I say things.
I won't deliver it as well as you.
I chew on these toothpicks because there are nicotine in them. That's it. Just had to address that real quick.
Did somebody say something?
Somebody in the comments was asking why I always have a toothpick. It's because there's nicotine in
these toothpicks. You're addicted to nicotine.
Not addicted. I use it as a resource.
Yeah. It's supposed to help your brain stay sharper.
Yes, it is.
What is it, nicotine?
Yeah, nicotine in these two things.
You want to try one of those?
No.
Have you ever done?
Tastes like grape.
No, I mean, I love grape. God damn it. But listen, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I mean, because anything, I just had a grape high chew on the way here, and I was like, God damn. Like, well, who?
I'll give you a little buzz. It's not
damn.
Bad.
So, but I smoked some weed on the way over here, but it was a joint. So it together, is this a blunt?
Like a split?
Technically, yeah.
Okay.
All right, what did you say, though? You put it perfectly.
Yeah, I'm finding it. Yeah, I said, you said, Brennan said, I'm skeptical. Damn, reading skeptical is crazy because you want to be like spectacle. But he said he's skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, something ain't right. This isn't how I expected it to go. It's like losing your virginity in a horror house. I'm sure somebody's underwhelmed and they want some fries. Now, here's what that breaks down to mean. This is so anticlimactic for us finding out that aliens exist. This is just how the United States government wants us to. It's like, this is just, it's so bland. It's so bland. It's like, yeah, there were supposedly two bodies in a vessel. The vessel was apprehended.
He didn't even say bodies. He said biologics.
He said biologics, which leads me to believe.
Well, the thing is, he has not seen or experienced this himself.
Oh, this is good. This toothpick is fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait for it. It gives you a little buzz.
Oh, shit. Here we go, buzz. What if I have a seizure?
I would be shocked. Because
he's talking about aliens. All right, what were you saying, Maya?
He's never encountered this himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about people who told him this.
Right. Secondhand knowledge.
I mean, shit. Replace the damn courtroom with a beauty shop, and these are facts.
So it's three people. If you didn't watch the hearing, it is long. It's about 2 hours long. There is a pilot, a distinguished, what is he? He wasn't an admiral. He was a major?
Colonel.
A colonel.
So that's...
He was a colonel.
Grush.
This nigga was a piece of popcorn, and he's telling us.
He's an Air Force colonel. And then the guy in the middle...
No, that's the colonel, sorry.
Okay, and then there was the...
This guy, the Graves guy.
Yes.
The Graves guy at the end. So there's Graves, there's Grush, and then there's Fravor. Fravor was the Tic Tac guy.
Yes.
And he witnessed that with his own eyes with three other people.
What did he witness?
The Tic Tac UFO?
Tic Tac.
Tic Tac, sorry.
Oh, yeah. We all saw that video.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that looked like... I'm going to tell you what that looked like. That looked like an unmanned drone. That looked like something that they was just whipping around. Now... The paperwork I saw earlier this week talks about, like, the whole document talks about and includes aircraft that apparently can fly underwater.
Mm.
I've heard that.
Which is crazy.
You can go from sky to water.
Right, but, like, without with no change in velocity, no change in, like, agility,
mm-hmm.
like, ripping through our elements as if they're all the same.
Well, that's crazy because, I mean, what stood out to me was the Tic Tac guy was saying what they saw with their eyes, which I wasn't really sure of,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I remember when it all came out, people were trying to say, like, oh, that's just a radar blip or there's something wrong with the radar. But he was like, four of us saw this thing with our eyes.
With their eyes.
It was really low, just above the water. And then the water, there was, like, white water in the water. And he said if he had to guess that it was communicating with something under the water. That he specifically said he didn't see it come out of the water, he didn't see it go into the water, but he saw something was there under the water. This thing went down, stopped, then took off, and it was 60 miles away in a minute.
Mm.
So he was saying if he had to guess, it was communicating with something under the water that was disturbing the water, which is very interesting.
Hell yeah. Well, it's shit in that water for sure.
I'm going to mess this up, and a physicist is going to be mad at me, but... Bob Lazar said that it is within a force field
mm-hmm.
that is independent of whatever it is. So it travels the same way outside the water, inside the water.
Mm-hmm.
It has its own gravity or whatever. And that makes sense because these people said that they had seen a black cube in a clear sphere.
And when they say that, I got goosebumps, man. Who I don't know that. All of them were describing these things that they've been seeing, like, increasingly more and more often, that they're seeing these black or gray cubes inside of a transparent sphere.
Graves said that it was about the size of a...
Is my lip supposed to be burning?
It's supposed to tingle a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Right,
cool. Make a show.
That Boeing contractors saw a cube inside of a clear sphere.
Yeah. And that they see them all the time.
What if they're only here to get people who can do Rubik's Cubes? I'm going to be fucked up. They better hurry up. Wait!
Then you go to food. If you can't do the Rubik's Cube, you're food.
Mm. Hey,
man. How to serve man.
I'm going to get mad. Fuck y'all. Eat my ass.
But you know what? The Galileo Project says they haven't seen anything. So the Galileo Project, they're looking for aliens.
Why do they even call themselves a project?
Are they a government organization?
No, let's see. They are looking for...
The Galileo Project. Sound weak as fuck.
Harvard University.
Mm.
Dumbass school.
CIA stuff. So what's happening, though, is these guys are obviously, some of them are military, some of them are, this guy was like a weird split between military and civilian role. The main guy,
he's a civilian.
Yeah, so he was a civilian, but he at some point had top secret clearance, and basically a bunch of people told him, hey, we got aliens, we know where the aliens are, this is what the ships are like, and he was like, why don't people know about this?
Why don't he be like, see, man, what they look like, dog? That's the thing, no, man.
Because we'll I had popcorn
and shit ready. I'm like, man, we about to see some ugly shit. And we didn't see nothing. I mean, what's ugly bitches on the screen?
But this was the first step for him to talk in a closed door meeting because he can't say all this stuff. He keeps saying it's classified.
Yeah.
So he's still trying not to break.
I tell you in the back. I tell you in the back. I'm like, man, what you talking about?
And one of the senators was saying that they denied them, what do they call it?
Access.
They denied them. There's a whole thing that they do during these kind of things when they need like a where you talk about top secret stuff that can't be dispersed to the public.
NDA.
A scuttle room or something.
They denied them a scuttle room
for this hearing, which one of the senators was like, I found that weird. And I was like, just say it. Just say that this is being suppressed.
They said that they should have had security clearance to look at this stuff. But they were denied security clearance. And then Grush, I think I'm saying that right, he said that it isn't about security clearance. So they were just giving them the runaround.
Mm.
So my thing is this. Why is this coming out? Have y'all watched Secret Invasion?
No.
What is Secret Invasion? I haven't seen it.
But it seems poignant.
It's a Marvel movie. I don't know why I feel like... Dave Chappelle, where he was one of them player haters with the toothpick. That's how I feel. These niggas don't even know. But no, like, he was talking about, what was I saying?
Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion.
Weird time for
They're
that
talking about aliens in the government
mm-hmm.
and how they're like basically shapeshifters that take their place and they try to wage war with the world. And that's how they want to kill off humanity is, like, being in the government over here, whispering in the president's ear, and then just, like, making, like, chaos.
That's the plot of that show?
Yeah.
That's been, like, the plot of every conspiracy forever, for, like, decades. That's crazy.
That's the root of it. And then, you know, it's just some shit, and I don't want to give away the story, but, like, a lot of important Marvel shit happens. Like, fucking Khaleesi is about to be the shit.
There's an interesting conspiracy theory from this guy who I follow. He's my favorite schizo guy on Twitter.
Take it down a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So he's my favorite conspiracy guy on Twitter.
This is crazy.
Yeah. He thinks that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. So let's just put that out there. Let's just put that out there, what we're dealing with. And I do like to get into fun conspiracy stuff.
I mean, he ain't crazy for that one, but go ahead.
Okay. So 1 year ago, I said that we would see the UFO narrative unfold very soon. They're preparing the world for the invasion of Jesus Christ and his armies at the second coming, who they will likely say is an alien threat, which is why Trump, the beast, created the Space Force.
Mm.
Man, hell yeah. If Jesus come back, dog, we get the fuck on.
But they're going to call them aliens.
And we were talking about, or you were talking about Project Bluebeam. That's sort of like, you know, that can get tied into that, right?
I'm going to tell you like this. If these aliens black, I'm going to really believe this shit. because it's like, dog, that's like their final push. I'm getting right on the ship. I'm gonna have my seatbelt on. They gonna be all sad fighting. I'm like, I'm jumped on the ship. I am gone. You hear me? I'm like, what you mean? Big black ass aliens come like, hey, I'm like, hey, say less.
And then the second tweet after that first
I do
tweet.
Comedy. I also am really good with computers. I play video games. Who play Madden? None of y'all play Madden? Okay, well, it's Fortnite, whatever. Anyway, I'm here for y'all.
And this you remember this from a few years ago? That former Israeli space security chief says extraterrestrials exist and Trump knows about it. A galactic federation has been waiting for humans to reach a stage where we will understand what space and spaceships are.
Hmm.
We know what the fuck a spaceship is.
Tech behind it. We're still doing propulsion.
Oh, we think about rockets.
Yeah, we're still in rockets, which is crazy. Because yeah, we've been at rockets for.
It's like flying a VCR tape, and these motherfuckers just out here just flying downloads, and we just like rewind and get us out of here.
So now, okay, I just have to put it out there. This guy thinks that Donald Trump is the beast. He's going to be the false messiah, and he's going to keep us from actually embracing the real messiah. So, like, let's take everything he says with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. Sound like the aliens black. That's what it sounds. I'm telling y'all, if they black, we are done with the podcast because I'm gone.
So he says the official Space Fort hat was sold on Donald Trump's website in 2019. When inverted, it mirrors the image of Baphomet.
And I mean a little bit. You can sort of see it. Yeah.
Not only do I see it, but I buy it.
You are in?
Oh, man. That's what it is.
Yeah. If you're just listening, you can find this. The account is Donnie Darkened on Twitter or X or whatever the hell it is now.
Is that a woman? That's the Baphomet?
It's Baphomet. So it has male and female features and has a head of a goat. But this is like a classic rendition of Baphomet, right? So there's a light above, there's horns that go out, and it has a goat head and
titties.
And titties, mm-hmm. Yeah. Titties, and if you're looking at the Space Force hat straight-ass flipped over.
Titties too, from like the Nether Realm. You know, he has Nether Realm titties. I mean, them some straight-ass little Nether Realm titties.
And the space shuttle flipped over can kind of look like a goat's head.
You know, kind of like it got the eyes and everything.
Yeah, I guess I could see it.
Yeah, I see it.
And it says
Donald Trump is an evil motherfucker. He's an evil motherfucker. He's evil.
I like what this toothpick's doing to you, man.
Turning me into a nigga who says shit like that.
Says the Antichrist is prophesied to wage war against the heavenly host led by Jesus Christ. Trump's family crest shows what seems to be the spear of destiny piercing through the Zion cube, a reference to New Jerusalem, 1 Kings 6:20.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though. What if the devil is right and God is the one that's bad? Like,
you can't say that.
Why not?
You can say that.
I mean, that's Cathar shit. That's heretical. That's straight up heretical.
My dad don't even know that I even talk like this. My dad doesn't. This didn't come from my dad. I just came out. I made this up. Listen, what I'm saying is this: like, I'm not saying I don't want to get everybody in a tussy, but what I'm saying is like think about how Bible thumping they are.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump with the picture of him with himself in the Bible in front of that church that they had to fucking mow down people to get to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how they've always, even during slavery, fed us the Bible while doing everything ungodly and unholy in it. You know, while they feed us the Bible, and then they go off and devil worship and have the time of their life, but feed us the Bible.
I mean,
it's just one of those things where it's like there's something going on. And I feel like the black church just has a piece of something that everybody else is laughing at.
You're allowed to believe that. A lot of people believe the Cathars believe that. The Catholic Church genocided them for believing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Gnostic view that says that the Demiurge is the real God of this world and he's trying to trick us.
Guess what, though? If your God is real, why would we need to kill motherfuckers who don't think so?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if somebody came up to you and was like, ain't no Taco Bell? He was like, bitch, I'll fuck you up. You like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, Maya, kind of, no, get off me. This bitch thought I was I know what Taco Bell. I know it's one right around the corner from me. I will kill this bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dog, you know what it is. It's just like, you know, the thing is, the reason why the N-word hurts as much to be called that from a white person is because you understand that there's real connotation behind it putting us as less than 100% of a man or a woman. It speaks to that three-fifths thing that, you know, that stings as a black man, especially with the position that we have in this country where we are seemingly behind in a lot of areas. Somebody calling you a nigger hurts because deep down inside you feel that way and you can't explain why. And it's because we're left in the dark about so much shit. Now, if somebody called you a giraffe, you'd be like, oh, okay, this motherfucker crazy, and walk away. Why? Because I know I ain't no giraffe.
So I'll tell you why it's heretical. And like I said, I'm basically secular. You're the one say you Christian. So I'm going to tell you why.
First of all, I never said, I am a Christian. Okay. Because that's where I come from.
Which is fine.
Right.
But it's like the
idea of wrestling with God is something that I think some of the greatest stories in the Bible start with people questioning God.
But you know what happens to them?
No, not all the time. I mean, like, you know, like when you seek the knowledge of, you know, like when you seek the knowledge, you become a main character and not one of these NPCs.
Okay, mm-hmm. So
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you look at the Bible, like, it was a bunch of motherfuckers running around getting beat up and doing all kind of shit. Jesus wasn't Batman. He wasn't whooping no ass.
But okay, so this NPC thing, that's fine. But the people who sought the knowledge
were typically Adam and kind Eve. Of, yeah.
They got thrown out of the garden.
The messaging Satan, within the Old Lucifer, Testament. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lucifer sought the knowledge. He got cast down.
Yeah, but Lucifer got a nice ass. Put it like this.
Which is, I mean, you do what you do, but no, I'm saying I don't do shit.
But what I'm saying is, like, text. Lucifer got kicked out of heaven, but it seemed like he got a nice ass, like,
that's not wrong. Yeah,
it seemed like he got a nice empire going for himself.
He got a,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he's not doing so bad. He's just doing bad for people who. So you think he wake up every day like, I wish I was good. And he'd be like, bad. I'm a bad nigga machine.
Well, he has pride. So Satan's sin is pride.
How you know Satan got pride?
Because that's in the Bible.
Satan might be like, y'all like this outfit? This little red off the red? Y'all fuck with this? I'm going to go change. I got another red shirt, but that nigga probably got horrible self-esteem. You don't like the little red tail with the horns? Fuck.
That's funny.
I got these red Air Force Ones I'm going to do. Let's go take some souls.
Well, the devil's sin is pride, and that's why the angels, bad angels, got cast down to earth because they were prideful. And
then we down here with a whole Pride Month.
Well, ooh. I'm not getting into that. But
that's crazy.
To reject creation, to reject creation, and think that we could do better is to think you know better than God. It's the prideful sin.
Here go the problem, though.
Which means you believe that the god of this world is the demiurge, which
is
like
Satan.
That ain't
what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, imagine you working up in heaven.
Yeah.
Right? And God making some ugly motherfuckers. And you're like, yeah, why is he making all these weird looking motherfuckers? These fat people and shit. Like, what is he doing? And God like, ooh, I'm going to make one with a big ass head. Ooh, I'm going to make one. And you up there like, man, I could, man. These niggas ain't got no swag or nothing. I mean, it's like, if I could make two people, they'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? Like... Like, you ever look at some of God's creations and be like, why the fuck you make you? No?
Okay, right. Don't question the will of God. It's what Job did. And God was like, you don't know the
first
plan.
First of all, Job shouldn't have been talking shit when when Earth was such a small business at the time. God was right there. God, like, wait, hold on, Holy Spirit. Job, what you say? Job, like, no, I'm just saying, you know, theoretically, right? I got what I got, and then that's when the devil came in. I told you these niggas don't respect you. and he ugly as fuck. I told you. Start making good looking people. And God like, he ugly, but I bet you he won't do you. And then Job did the right thing. Job, his family got fucked up, but you think his wife was tight? No. She was not cold. She was just all
Does it say anything about that in the Bible?
Yes.
Was his first
You ever seen
wife?
That meme where God got that big ass beard behind his back? But he need to take your little bear. That was Joe's little bear. And Joe was like, man, I love this little bear. And then the guy was like, I got a big booty bitch behind my back. I got a big old booty. And then Joe was like, you sure she thick? You sure she thick? Can I see her? He was like, nope. He was like, damn.
Well, okay, so maybe Donald Trump is our savior then.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying,
we
like,
get behind Donald Trump.
What I'm saying is that it's crazy that we're being spent around with all of this propaganda with small, tiny pieces of the truth that are spent to kind of help us to believe whatever they want us to believe, that we don't have a consensus way to think. Like, there are people who are going to fall for this because they're afraid of aliens. People in the church going to eat this up. Yo, that is Jesus. Like, how you know it's Jesus? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? Because they're going to use the Bible on their side. He's already tried to use it.
Well, see, what this guy is saying, Donnie Darkin is saying, is that Donald Trump is going to come and say that he's the savior. And so that's what the Antichrist does. Now, we don't believe in it.
He's trying to run for another presidency.
Of course.
So if he come in and then, oh, this is a good way to, I mean, this is a good way to win the election. You kill some aliens off top. You know, them Alabama backwood, white woods, like, yeah, he fucking shot them goddamn aliens. And that's what, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
man. And he's getting credit for the Space Force. Like, it was created
I under, like the yeah. Space Force. I like the idea of the Space Force. I always have. I'm pro Space Force.
See, and they're bringing back the Spear of Destiny.
Hey, man, this little toothpick made me burp. Like, it's like a little grape soda in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. So, we also have these guys that we follow called the Brett Weinstein and his wife, Heather Hying. And they're basically like a psyops until they prove otherwise. Mm. They've lied so much. There's no reason why we should trust that the aliens are coming right now.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Aliens come right now? Like, come on, man.
Well, what is Project Blue Beam? Because you know a lot about this.
So Project Blue Beam is supposedly a leaked ploy to make people think that the aliens are here, where they're going to be projecting holograms into the sky and like creating this big invasion. It's basically like you ever go to Disneyland or something, and then the stormtroopers come out there, and then here come Han Solo. And then they beat him up. And it's like, yay. And the kids scream, yay. And it's over. They're going to do one of those for the world.
Right.
A big-ass play where they are going to make it appear that the aliens are attacking us. And then they're going to save us. And then we are going to rejoice. They did it on Spider-Man Coming Home, where they was overseas. And they were talking about how the Green Goblin, or whatever his name was, he was like creating these holograms that was so realistic, and everybody was believing it.
Well, it's like The Watchmen. Did you ever read The Watchmen?
I never watched
The Watchmen. Oh, if you can, man, read the graphic novel The Watchmen if you got time, because I don't want to ruin it. Did you watch the movie?
No, I didn't watch the movie.
All right, I don't want to ruin it. Definitely don't want to ruin it.
Hippity goes.
What's happening? But there's an element of it where a catastrophe is kind of orchestrated. Right. To get people all together, to basically create a one-world government. Right.
Well, but see, it's all about, in that regard, I would imagine, I want to say, I think, or I know, it's all about power. Like, if someone comes, you ever, like, be at your grandparents' house, and then your mom say no to some candy, and then your grandparents like, get that damn boy some candy. Your fat ass used to eat candy all the time. And then your mom be like, fine. Nobody likes for their power to be superseded. See, all we know is government. We don't know supreme being. Who the fuck gives a fuck about the president if supreme beings come here and are happy and are peaceful and know a better way?
If they're real.
If they're real.
Mm-hmm. This is from a flashback that you and Reagan wished for an alien invasion to unite the people on Earth.
Yeah, he talked about that a lot.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was a part of that video that I showed where they had the black aliens. Yeah, yeah. That showed up in that big ass pre-roll.
And I mean, that could be the case. Is unite the people on Earth. So why are they doing it now?
Because there's a lot of war and stuff going on. But that's my thing, is that aliens have to, like, we can never go back. Mm-hmm. Like, you watch these movies, like Fifth Element and even Men in Black, where inside the agency, you see the aliens are just kind of passing through, like Earth becomes LAX for one of their spots,
yeah,
going somewhere else, and we just all know it. It was on Star Trek, us living side by side with them. It's been in kind of like indoctrined or whatever you want to call it into our acceptance receptors for a long time, like to almost expect this. We were expecting flying cars. We were expecting, you know what I'm saying?
We never got flying cars.
They're here. The flying car is here.
There is a flying car.
And, it, they and think, it's approved.
That they say it's going to go into production.
It's like 300,000. 300,000.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Pull it up. They literally, look it up. Like, it doesn't fly long distances, but what they show for, like, let's say there's an accident on the freeway and it's hella traffic, you can literally lift your car straight up, no runway, like a drone, straight up, drive.
So this works like the Osprey?
Yeah, but not this, though. Not this. Dude. It's the one that got approved. It looks like a car. That one right there.
This one?
Yep, that one. So like, like the top link. Yeah.
Yeah, they say this is going to be very possible.
This is what it looks like.
In the next 5 years, I think.
They always say stuff, then it doesn't come around.
No, but Maya, look at the video that they're talking about.
Like, it definitely works.
It's been approved for them to run tests on whether or not it could, you know, like, we're going to see these pretty soon.
I know, but they always say this, and then it doesn't, and we don't see it.
Yeah, because somebody hit a fucking eagle, and then they fuck up the whole program.
Or they fly into a skyscraper.
Mm. This wouldn't do too much damage.
So, Rob, I say this one wouldn't do too much damage because the body is like a mesh. It's like an engine grate or something. Like, it's like, it seems very lightweight. Like, only you would die if you fell out the sky. If that fell on your car, you'd be mad, but...
Oh, yeah, Mira, throw this up.
I believe it when I see it.
This was San Francisco a couple weeks ago.
To me, the most unrealistic thing is just the traffic laws. Like, once 20 people have this, like, how do you...
Yeah, look at this right here.
Because even drones can't fly around the air.
Yeah. We do a lot of drone stuff with our business, and there are a lot of rules regulating that. So they got to figure that out for sure. But,
I mean, the police got to have them bitches too, because how are they going to chase you? I'd be like, man, leave me alone.
Yeah. But why now? I think we are due for a big war. We're 80 years past World War II. 80 years before that, we had the Civil War. 80 years before that, we had the Revolutionary War. 80 years before that, we had the War for the Continent.
So, can I say this? We've done very well with revolutionary advancements. I think it's time for another one of those.
Mm.
Right? So, like, flying, like aviation and aeronautics, whatever the fuck is called. Aeronautics. Is it aeronautics? Yeah. Aeronautics. Like, we're like I just said, we're still on rockets. We're due for a upgrade in the technology, and it's almost like aliens that came and have like found a world in the 80s. Like, oh, this is so, they still got grass, and they still got, that's what it feels like. And they need to show us, it's going to be some technology coming that's like going to be available. If we have these in 5 years, imagine what they have now.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the aliens or the government secret testing programs?
The government secret testing programs. Like technology that is just on hold. Like, you know, people talked about how they had handheld GPS trackers way before the Garmins that came out for our cars. But then the Garmins is what gave us to the phones having it. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like by the time it gets to us, they got way better shit.
And Bob Lazar, that you brought up earlier, would say that it's going to be some sort of gravity device.
Yeah, it's going to be a gravity device that affects whatever's inside. So you have a different gravitational field within than without.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe.
Wait a minute. Wait. What's going to be a gravitational device?
So, yeah, Bob Lazar.
That inside that orb is a different. So the gravity inside that orb is different than what's outside of it. That's according to him, and that's the new tech. Now, like I said, I will believe it when I see it.
Yeah. But Bob Lazar.
It makes sense, but like, how do we know that's going to work?
And you're saying that's how the crafts can fly underwater, is that they have almost like a force field around them that allows them to, that interacts with everything first before them, and it just kind of goes around. Yeah, that's crazy.
And if you imagine it's like a very strong, like, artificial gravity that's pushing out anything that comes at it, it's essentially a force field,
right?
And then you're kind of creating your own gravitational
thing. And the reason why they say that is because when that Tic Tac was flying over the water, it was hovering it, but it was disturbing the water as it went.
I think. I don't know, because what I heard, what and it stood out to me because he said that it may have been communicating with something in the water because he said he didn't see the tic-tac disturbing the water. He said there was something else in the water. And when the tic-tac moved around the water, it wasn't disturbing it. But there was something in the water that
was disturbing. So it was something that it was talking to at first, and then it took off from that thing.
Yeah.
And that thing just kind of like just probably descended down.
Yeah, and just went away. Yeah, but this whole thing's so exciting because Bob Lazar has been a whistleblower for, I mean, when did he start talking? 30 years ago? And he was saying the same stuff. He was saying the government has extraterrestrial craft in the mountains in Nevada or wherever, and they are reverse engineering it right now. I was hired to go do it. And he was talking about he was hired to take this device that he was describing as an artificial gravity device. And this was 30 years ago, and everybody said he was crazy. But now all this stuff is coming out that's basically saying that's supporting what he said.
I mean that's what they're saying. This is what they said in front of Congress, basically verifying what everybody's known for so long. And it's like, well, you haven't offered any new information in Congress, very little, except for the TikTok thing. So why is it coming out now?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? Now, what you were saying before about there being a major war coming up. People are saying there's going to be a major war with the Chinese in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So does that have something to do with it? Are we going to have to give away our rights so that the government can do whatever it says it's going to do?
So if I'm an alien and I'm like, okay, the last time these guys got into a major war, which they seem to be on an 80-year cycle, right? Every 80 years is a huge war, right? Like the fourth turning and all that.
Yeah, you're the alien.
So last time they had this culmination of an 80-year cycle, they used a nuclear bomb. We know they're coming up on another major war, and we don't want them to use a nuclear bomb again or something bigger than the bombs they dropped during the last one.
We
don't want them to destroy their
planet. But we also don't take into consideration they might have interaction with extraterrestrials as well. They have a government. They have a sky. They have land, and they have things. So we essentially could be at war with them plus a big brother, with us plus a big brother.
So you're saying that it'd be two different alien species, one supporting the Chinese and one supporting the United States?
I'm just saying, like, it very well could be. Mm. And then you bring into regard the Russians, who are not even secretive about their attempts and their kind of thirst to be the first ones with extraterrestrial, you know, anything that comes up, the Russians got their nose in it off top.
They do have their nose in it. From what we saw of the Chinese balloon that came out recently, that tech was not very advanced. That was
a distraction.
40, 50 years ago tech.
Yeah.
It seems as though the United States has got the best tech and then some.
But also, if I was an alien, would you support the Chinese or would you support the West? The West is the only country that has used a nuclear weapon in a war. So, I don't know. Because, that could be scary.
Yeah, but the Chinese kill a bunch of people.
That's
true. The Uyghurs, they abort their female fetuses. They're not good.
But it's all about, it seems like it's all about who's going to take us into the next level of, whoever designs this speed of light vehicle and takes the lead on that project to getting us off the planet is going to run everything.
Yeah, that would probably be the West.
That's like, yeah.
You bet on the winner. You always bet on the winner.
You think that'd be us?
Oh, hell yeah.
Over China?
Yeah.
I just ain't seen no American-made PlayStations or... You know what I'm saying? It's like they make some shit over there.
No. It's designed by American and made over there. They steal our tech. They don't have our tech. They steal our tech. And then when we take our tech away, then they get mad. So a reason why they might want Taiwan is because we make a lot of our microchips over
there. You think they're designing PS5s in America?
I'm not sure where they're designed.
Yeah, no, they're designed. There's Japan.
That's our ally. The South Korea.
Japanese is cool with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been their military since World War II. Yeah.
We are best friends.
They would be considered part of the West, I think. They're
cool now. We've been cool with them. We've been cool with them since the end of the last war. Because they're very much they were like the best possible villain you could fight. Like they were the strongest. They were gonna
Japan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to because if we had tried to invade their mainland, they would have completely, it would have been millions of lives lost. But we bombed them, and then we were like, look, we bombed you, give up. And then the Soviets were going to invade from the other side, so the Japanese were like, okay, we'll give up. And then we were like, okay, we will completely rebuild your country, no cost, don't worry about it. Friends now? And they're like, yeah, we're friends now. Baseball, bubblegum, cool. We have been best friends with them since like 1946.
They got a baseball over there. Baseball's real popular over there.
And they don't have a military. Our military defends them.
Sad-ass baseball game. Like, you about to throw a pitch. Like, what about my parents? You know what I'm saying? Like, they still buying motherfuckers. We a trip, man. And for somebody to come in with some clean eyes and be like, who's the problem? And we got orange head up there talking shit.
Mm.
We might look like Andy's back. We'll call you guys back.
Xi Jinping is not a good guy. He's killed off all of his... Xi Jinping, he's the premier president of China.
I think they call him a president. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not elected. He has killed off all of his competition. They don't have anyone to come up next. Same thing with Russia. They don't have anyone to come up next. So we're not great, and I don't like Orange Head, maybe Antichrist, but to compare to Xi Jinping is... You can't.
I'm going to be mad as hell if these black aliens ain't really Jesus and they get me on this damn ship. And all they want to do is do freaky shit to niggas. I'll be like, man, look, dog. This ain't what I signed up for, man. Y'all said y'all was the Lord and we was dipping. Y'all keep fucking our hoes.
Oh, the other interesting thing that they said in the hearing is that there was a specific time where we upgraded our radar technology.
2014.
In 2014.
2014.
The dude said that in 2014, we started upgrading our radar technology and all the aircraft that were... that had the upgraded radar started seeing these things. That's when they started being on our radar, literally on the radar.
2014.
And he said it was in 2014.
So they were seeing them on the radar, then seeing them, and like they were knowing where to look because they saw it on the radar?
I think they were getting confirmation of what many people, because they're saying that it's highly underreported.
Like they said, UFOs. Like only 5% are reported. Tic Tac was in 2004. They saw that with their eyes.
Right. But in 2014, when this radar upgrade happened, this is what they said. I'm not saying this. This was
from the hearing.
That they started seeing them on radar, where before, maybe they were seeing them visually, or I'm sure they see them on radar much more than they see visually, which makes sense. But that kind of gave, became hard to ignore.
So, okay. There's also a thing about interdimensional beings.
Mm-hmm. They mentioned that at the hearing. They mentioned that as a possibility that these could somehow be interdimensional beings, but it was just speculation.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they talk about how, you know, like, dimensional beings can literally, like, be walking past us and we would never know it because they're on a whole different, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know if dimensions, are you aware of every dimension that's beneath you or are you only aware of the dimension that you're in?
Well, 2D would be like this.
Mm-hmm.
It would be flat. So I guess like a window pane.
Yeah,
we could see it like a window pane.
Yeah, I don't. It's all so theoretical. But that's the thing. If this isn't a psyop or this isn't preparation for Project Bluebeam, I'm sure it's so much more complicated than we can even comprehend. And we won't even understand it until...
I think that they might come and be the king of our world.
Would you want to?
Don't just bow down to anything that comes and says they're the king of your world. Don't just bow down to
it. Hey, man, them niggas can fly. They got an orb.
Whatever.
We don't have wars, man. Like, what are we going to do? They just descend down like, you, give me a coffee. I'll be like, what you want, cream sugar? Cream sugar, what you want? Honey, no, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's interesting that you say. Here, I'm going to pull something up on the screen right now. I got to do this, and then this, and then this. Actual size.
Yeah, well, you get that going. The other thing that I always think about is, like, now that we have our own drones, and we have our own, you know, the wireless video technology and stuff that we have now, like, the idea that a higher intelligence being would physically come to the Earth seems crazy.
Yeah, why would a biological organism come here? Unless they could travel so much faster
biologically than they could, like, send a thing, maybe. I don't know.
Here, baby, you explain Aleister Crowley because you're all about this all the time.
What about read to the thing?
Okay, so this is from Vision for the Blind. I follow crazy stuff on Twitter too. I enjoy it, but I'm also not gonna be
laugh at it. I go to bed with my eyes wide open, like,
But I'm just going to say, for the record, just because someone comes in here and says it's your leader and you should bow down before it, do not bow down before it.
I'm not going to bow down first. I might bow down third.
So Aleister Crowley was a very interesting guy. You might know a bunch of stuff about him. He was basically a magician. A lot of people say that he was like a Satanist, which in
he called himself the Great Beast
666.
But yeah, so be a little skeptical of what he says.
Of course, but he was part of like a nerd
and all
magic
the sodomy.
Group. Of course.
Okay.
So he did all this sex magic rituals and stuff, but he was of the
hobbies out of this. What was he? What
it was a big part of his work.
Yeah, he
was
did
a
it
lot
for
of
his
bottom.
Work.
He did a. Like, he had a very famous.
I have
famous...
to have all the sodomy to get my magic right, and it was like, all right, that's a lot of sodomy for some magic.
So basically, it's so complicated. I'm not going to do it any justice, but the idea that human emotion and like focused energy, like your focus, just focus is power. Right, you're giving something power, and if you can get a lot of people to focus in one direction, then you're giving things a lot of power, which goes into like symbolism and all that. That's very
complicated. That's in the Bible too. You get two people to pray together, it magnifies the prayer. That's
right.
That's also in the Bible.
Intention. It's focusing your intention.
You get three people together, you can crunch a Pepsi can.
So he had a very interesting life and was considered a very dangerous and bad guy. But at the end of his life, throughout his life, he said he was in communication with this extra-dimensional being, right? Mm-hmm. And at the end of his life, he had drawn it and it looked like that. The thing on the left.
Oh, shit.
And this was way before we had even the understanding of the thing on the right.
Yeah,
so what we're looking at is on the left is like a really rudimentary drawing of what's like, you know, a big-headed gray alien. And on the right is like pop culture gray alien now. But he drew that before any of this was a thing. Mm. And the thing that made, you know, gray aliens a thing in modern pop culture had nothing to do with that. So this is the alien that kind of told him what to write when he was writing his own religion. He created Thelema.
Mm.
So this was the alien that dictated Thelema to him.
So I'll just read it for people who are only listening. This is Vision for the Blind. He says, with all the talk of aliens, there's something else to consider. In 1918, the English occultist Aleister Crowley supposedly channeled a demon called Lamb. He made a sketch of it, and it resembled what is referred to as a gray alien. Perhaps these aliens, UFOs, are actually demons. And it's a quote. It says, today they call them angels and demons. Tomorrow they will call them something else. Aleister Crowley.
So I think he was a big proponent of interdimensional beings.
Definitely. And I think that, you know, angels and demons, that speaks to two different species automatically, right? Like, so that you can know them when you see them. Oh, there's an angel. There's a demon. That's what they were calling him back then. That's what he, quote unquote, was seeing. He had to have been taking some kind of drug. We don't talk about that. He ain't just sodomizing. He's also on some shit.
Oh, he was a heavy heroin user. Yeah.
Oh, heroin.
But he wouldn't say.
The naps
say,
on heroin alone.
Yeah, he wasn't a kind of person who would refer to things as angel and demons. He had a much more complicated understanding of like what we would consider interdimensional beings and like getting visions and where they come from.
Mm-hmm. So, did he take any psychedelics? Did they have?
I think he took a lot of psychedelics. Yeah.
What did they have back then?
I don't
acid
remember.
No, acid
exactly.
was the '60s. They might have had ergot.
Acid was born in the '60s. Like it was created in the '60s.
It was the '50s, maybe. When was the bike? With that bike incident?
Yeah,
I think it was like the '50s.
It was the '50s, and one guy actually. This is crazy. One guy created most of the acid done in the '60s. One dude out of one location created all the acid they were doing.
Probably
in
have four printers is printing that shit off onto the just printer. Crazy. So here go the thing. Acid, what else could do that?
Ergot. So ergot is rye mold, rye bread mold. And I think that is one of the main ingredients of acid.
What about, cocaine wouldn't do that.
Well, he did anything available, and he was, you know, it's all meditation, and like he was seeking this stuff out.
Yeah,
a lot
like
of people,
licking
he was creating
frogs and stuff. Like that's been around.
Yeah, but
mushrooms have been around for
mushrooms
sure.
Mushrooms too. Mm-hmm.
Mushrooms have definitely
it.
Been around.
They would have had ayahuasca back then. I don't know if he would have had ayahuasca because he'd have to go to Central South America to get that.
Well, they also had a different sense back then as well, right? Because they weren't dulled by all these electromagnetic things that we're around right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, his brain was probably, you know, just, it's like a radio. He's just tuned into a frequency with his brain. He was able to comprehend and make material, some things that, you know, somebody else's brain couldn't turn to that frequency. And evil people can embark on great things. It's not like everything that he did, even though he was a mean, evil, you know what I'm saying, racist person, he also created some things that, or at least some thought processes, right? That, like, for him to draw this little gray alien with his little sweater on, with that big ass vein in his head, that's so descriptive.
Yeah.
That's very descriptive. That's not like, that doesn't seem like, on the right, that just seemed like a big ass, that seemed like a lizard to me.
Yeah.
Like, those look like the reptilians to me. You know what I'm saying? And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know.
I just want to clarify that they found the psychedelic properties of acid in 1943.
Mm.
1943, yes.
Yeah, so this was a while after that.
And then there's also saying, if you go back to the official church doctrine, that even demons cannot work without God's approval. So they work as a tool for God no matter what, so...
Imagine you a demon and the devil is your boss, but God write the checks. It's like, oh God, it's okay. All right, so what can I do now? And y'all down there in the lunchroom just talk about the union. We gonna strike because here's the thing. And then Satan come down there and listen. I brought everybody pizza. Pizza's the break around. No, things have been rough around here. We're getting a lot of bullshit from management. However. That's all I got.
Someone in the comments said that the army changed their camo a few years ago. Javante Nader, know her. Sorry. The army changed their camo a few years ago, and it's usually a sign that says it's Forest Mountain camo now.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I don't know what they expect there to be fighting.
But he's talking about the Chinese army. Their army. Not our army.
Their army?
Their army changed their camo a couple years ago.
So that makes sense because they could be fighting India. Do you know how the Chinese fight India now?
No. Oh.
So India and China have been at a standoff at the Kashmir border for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't go to war because they're two nuclear powers and they're too powerful. They can't go to war. So they fight each other by hand.
Dude, it's crazy. There's like medieval melee fights happening today between China and India on the board. Like they've got this border dispute. They won't shoot at each other because that could start a nuclear war.
So they'd be like, meet me in the middle.
Yeah, and they fight. They beat each other to death.
Yeah, no, there's deaths. Let's see if we can watch.
Look at this.
We can watch this fight. They fight with sticks. Let's see if we can play this right now.
Oh, it'd be like 100 on 100. I thought it was like 1-on-1.
No.
That would be more interesting.
Oh, so it's like straight up Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
And they've been going to war, and they train, and they got all these new weapons, like all these new fighting weapons, but they can't use guns.
So they got like sweet ass swords, ninja stars.
This, yeah, throw that up, Amir. They just hit each other with these sticks, and I think one day like 30
don't get their eye put out.
I think 30 wrong. Indian soldiers died. Right?
Yeah, no, I think the Indians did good.
And so 30 Chinese soldiers.
Died. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people on both sides have been dying, but the Indians have been holding their own. You'd be surprised.
That's crazy because they all have guns.
But they won't use the guns.
Look at my man holding his neck. Yeah, nigga, you shouldn't be in there.
So for people who are just listening, we are watching the Chinese and the Indians beat each other to death with sticks because they can't use guns.
Full, like, modern army.
One army is losing. They're getting the stick beat out of them. So they're right up there on that little point right there?
Yeah, somewhere
at the border. And see, because they have the new weapons, too. Let me see.
What new weapons they got?
India-China border war weapons.
India go come in there with some spicy-ass food. Eat one of these. They're going to have heartburn.
I mean, it's messy, but it's a lot less people die.
Is that what they're hitting each other with?
Is those door panels with nails in them?
Oh, my God. Clubs used by the Chinese in a border fight.
So I saw better ones.
Oh, I thought they were hockey sticks for a second.
They look like hockey sticks, but that's a blade.
Somebody, Rama, bought them a broom. Is that a taser?
What the hell hell is that?
An Indian shock trident. I want to see this. Yeah. I'm mad that this isn't being published.
There, go right there. I want to see that.
You don't want to see people fighting with this? That's the best TV out there.
I mean, I could catch a couple Mortal Kombat with this. I ain't going to lie to you. But it's like, man, golly, dog. Like, yeah, that's wild.
So that's it. For people who are just listening, that seems like a taser / trident that the Indian side is using.
That's crazy. Because we talk about it all the time. Like, it seems like we're going to end up in a war eventually. But
now with this bullshit, we coming through that motherfucker spraying with the K. And we'll be right back at Chipotle by 8:30. Like, let me get a bowl of sweet honey rice. Yeah, we blew up some goddamn Indian.
But yeah, like, how do we do it if everybody's got nukes? And it seems like they're figuring it out. So
that's the only reason America's even good right now is because nobody are close to us, like bordering us, wants to fuck with us. That's Canada, Mexico, like, we're not going to fight them.
Mexico be wanting to kidnap niggas one at a time. Like, we'll get all y'all eventually.
Don't sell our military short. Our military is the best. The military is hands down.
If somebody come in with a nuke, what does the military matter?
That's what I keep bomb saying.
City.
Yeah.
It's literally going to be bomb city.
We got nukes too. That's why we're going to end up fighting them. Like,
right, but I know it's just a nuke versus first. Nuke war. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody.
It's like, you get nuked, it's like, now we got to retaliate.
But here's the thing, and this is what I tell Tony all the time, because he's like, oh, we're going to have nukes. The nukes are going to be saved for if another army tries to invade the mainland. So if we're like, China, we're not going to invade your mainland, they might not use nukes. Same thing with Russia. As long as we stay off Russia's mainland, they might not use it. Well, same thing with us.
It should be one nuke on Earth. That should be the one. And if and you have to put in an application to go use it, but why you want the nuke? They fucking us up, man. And it ran in New York. And they shot the falafel man. And he be like, all right, cool. Take the nuke, fuck them up. They shouldn't have shot the falafel man. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, everybody having nukes is like, dog. Like, so basically, imagine if everybody in your neighborhood had the ability to blow the whole neighborhood up if they got pissed off.
Yeah.
And so you hear some arguing, like, hey, y'all, come on, chill out, please. Come on, y'all ain't got to fight like this.
That's basically what it's like. It's a worldwide Cold War.
Military mutually assured destruction. Matt.
That's why the aliens are here.
I don't know. Maybe the aliens are here. Maybe they're just prepping us for another thing. I have no idea.
If you had to choose right now, this is PSYOPs or this is something's happening.
If you had one shot.
I want to know. I need somebody's opinion to take as my own.
Man. It's set up perfect for a PSYOPs. But a situation where the government has to admit that they're being governmenty strikes me as the only thing that I think that they wouldn't do is be like, all right, we lied. Because then they're gonna fuck up their integrity with people who have been giving them the benefit of the doubt. Right? It's not everybody who believes that the government is lying and all of that. Mm-hmm. If they admit to that...
But isn't that what this is doing?
Integrity, the government?
But these hearings are the government's way out of that. Because basically what's happening is that this guy's coming and saying, hey, government, the ones that care about people thinking they're full of shit,
right?
There's another part of the government who aren't telling us everything. Y'all need to look into that.
But the fact that government...
is still a hero.
Right. Yeah, but it's like... Yeah, exactly. But it's like, how can you trust the people who... That's like going to the police and be like, hey, the police fucking up. They be like, really? All right, come on. And then we never see your ass again.
Yeah.
Well, they have internal affairs. So the police are still a hero because the internal affairs expose it. So the committee is acting like internal affairs does at the police.
And internal affairs is never really fucking up because they don't come in contact with nothing but making sure that they police and the cops. Like, they're not out there like... It's pure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, they not doing none of that.
Remember the guy in Independence Day where the Bill Paxton's like, there's not an alien retrieval program. And then there's that guy who's like, that's not entirely accurate.
Exactly.
That's the guy who they're all telling on right now. They're like, there's a guy who's saying, who's telling me that there are aliens. And he's not telling y'all that there are aliens. So this guy's seems to be trying to put them together.
And they'll call him in the court to snitch on himself. He'll be like, man, I don't know what they talking about. I didn't. It's like, man, so look, here's what we know. We know that the government has been called a liar on TV in front of everybody about aliens. We know that. We know that the aliens supposedly crashed here. And the government's acting like they have no idea.
Well, we know that...
He's literally... My bad, go ahead.
No, no, I was just going to say, we know that there are a bunch of people in high levels of security agencies saying all that, what you just said.
Don't call yourself the government if you ain't got the high level. Just say you work there, fam. It's like, Miss Mace, she just the fucking secretary at the office at the high school. She don't know what the fuck the principal talk about. All she can tell you is, he's not in today. It's his auntie's birthday, so he's out of town this week. It's like, fam, like, we sitting here telling her, like, he's snatching up kids. And she's like, all right, well, we'll put in a request, talk to the superintendent, try to get us. It's like, dog, like, man, it's just such a fucking shit show, and it's like that on purpose. It's like that on purpose. It's meant to confuse us. It's just, that's what it is. It's just, it's a bunch of bullshit, and I'm pissed off because I was ready for them to admit it, and they admit it like a narcissist. They're like, I mean, it's not aliens, but we don't not know about it, especially if something not landed here. But why are you mad anyway? It's not like we did not tell you, but it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
There's another layer.
So probably psyops. Where
I don't know. I just don't know. It's okay to not to know.
I guess.
You don't have to know everything. You just be like, I don't know. Oh,
Dravante said it's the U.S. camo, too. I just saw you respond to him.
That the U.S. camo, he says that we might be going to war with Russia. Yeah, if...
It's digital.
Digital for Afghanistan and forest for question mark. So we always joked about it being Russia. That would make sense. Russia-Ukraine border, Poland.
Mm-hmm. Or like Portland.
Think it's coming here?
No, I'm saying Portland's green, man. If we got to go take that bitch, they wear some forest camo, be right outside Starbucks. Like, nigga, you thought we wouldn't right here? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think it wouldn't get to the mainlands of the major powers. I think it would be in Ukraine, it would be in Belarus,
yeah.
It would be into the Philippines, it would be in Korea, but the second you start to go into the mainland is when people start saying, hey, I got nukes.
Well, I have a conspiracy theory I've told you about. I think that if the alien thing is real, I think none of our nukes actually work and that they've been deactivated by these aliens. And every country is still pretending to have nukes that work, but none of them actually,
turning people's nukes off.
Everybody's like, no, yeah, everything's fine. Like, because of course they're not going to just come out and say, like, yeah, it's something unexplainable happened to our nukes.
That's such wishful thinking.
I know it is.
I would say all that shit they dropped on all these little countries and shit like that, there's no way to just be like, we don't work anymore. Oh, they were.
No.
Back then. They were testing nukes.
Oh, in the Pacific. Yeah.
Testing consistently.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest big group UFO sightings, besides the one that happened in Africa, where the aliens landed and talked to those kids and the kids still remember and all that. And but a lot of it happens over wars.
Mm-hmm.
Like they said, like in the melee of the war, aliens are always in the mix, quote unquote. Trying to make sure that we don't really fuck up the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they need this planet. And I think that's what scares me is because we've been free to fuck it up as much as we want to. Hairspray, they come in this bitch with big bald heads. They like, you know what I'm saying? First thing you do, all the hairspray, gone. All the grease, gone. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, they finna come through. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's just, it's like... I don't know, man. Our bottom line is this.
Split as hell if they come here.
You say what?
Our ends are going to be split as hell if they come here.
Yeah, you better cut that shit down bald. Bald is beautiful. They could be all in the magazines, big ass head, like, you know what I'm saying? They're all going to be, what you call it? What they call it on Secret Invasion? Scrolls.
Does this have anything to do with Twitter becoming X? I didn't have a transition. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on it.
Here's my thing about Twitter becoming X. I think that it is on brand, right? Tesla has a Model X.
Mm-hmm.
SpaceX seems like a version of X, and then this is just X information. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Zuckerberg is on his ass with Threads.
Yeah. Are you on Threads?
I mean, I'm on there because I can't leave, but I'm not like active. I don't even know what it's for. They said that the drop off in usage dropped off crazy after the first initial.
Oh, on Threads?
Yeah. But people don't even use Twitter like that. It's like, well, there's no porn here. All right, well, I'm going back to going back to Reddit and forget it.
I just like I could accidentally stumble on porn.
That was just one of my pleasures. Like, who's gonna repost it today? Who's gonna repost? Who's gonna be the one who made a mistake and liked it? Beyonce stepdad. Did y'all hear about that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. So
I think his account got hacked at one point. He might have not ever cleaned it out, but they just you know, Beyonce's mom and
same thing happened to Samuel L. Jackson. These old niggas don't know no better. They think that they stumbled upon a secret world of porn. They don't know that everything they like shows up on their like page. Public.
I feel like they haven't. They've like, been on Twitter for that long.
Nah, they don't know.
They probably don't manage their own Twitters.
Don't give a fuck. Either way it goes. Beyonce's mom and
Richard Lawson.
Richard Lawson. They got a divorce or whatever. And then people were like, have you seen his Twitter? And then it was like just straight porn for like
filth.
For like years.
It was like filth prayer. Filth. It was like, God,
it's cleaned out now.
And nobody looked at it before then?
I'm sure.
I mean, nobody was really checking, I guess.
I'm sure Miss Tina stumbled upon it. Richard, can I ask you a question? And don't you get mad at me. What's up, Tina? Is my clit not big enough for you? Because I see all this big clit porn. Because he has some big clit shit on there. That's crazy. Is my clit not enough?
So embarrassing, man.
Answer the question, Richard. It's just not meaty enough, Tina. You happy? It's not meaty enough. It's not one of those things that come in a can of baked beans. You know what that is. It could be a chunk of bacon. I wanted meteor. I didn't know meteor was out there. All right. I'm sorry, Beyonce. Don't get mad at me, man.
One last thing I think we should suggest to everybody to watch Talk to Me.
Oh, we saw theaters. Talk to Me yesterday.
What is that about?
It's about demons.
I think you'll like it.
Oh, shit.
It's so good, man. As far as horror movie experience in the theater goes, is like top three.
Okay.
It's great.
Oh, is that A24 movie?
Yeah.
I've heard it's really good.
Oh, we got something
like Look Who's Talking Now. Like, is there a baby in it?
No, there's not a baby. It is a very serious movie, and it's really good.
Oh, okay. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it's great.
So they take this. Do you want to watch the trailer?
Hold on. Is this one where the two little girls go missing, and then they get found?
No, that's the new Exorcist. I can't wait for that to come out.
That looks great. Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
That's not out for a minute.
How do you cast October. For that? That little girl looked evil as hell. I'm like, oh, they were like, her, you're the one. You're going to be a star. She's like, thank you.
But no, this is an Australian girl. Movie.
We're going to lose our monetization if we saw the Talk to Me trailer.
Oh, yeah. Then don't do that.
Yeah.
But it's lower budget, first time directors. They were just like two guys on YouTube. This is their first movie. And it's great.
They're YouTubers.
Yeah, it's legitimately scary.
It's a really good movie. So this hand, you're supposed to hold it, according to the movie, and say, Talk to Me. And then you kind of communicate with the spirit world, and it gets really, really messy.
It's really dark.
She's a great actress. What's her name?
Ooh, I don't know her name. I can't wait to watch it.
It's definitely worth it. See it in the theater.
I gotta wait till the wife gets back.
Yeah, if you can see it in theaters, this is worth it.
Oh, I ain't seeing it in the theater because I'm gonna be screaming and shit. I get a bootleg.
That's what it's for.
Side nod, screaming at the crib. All right, I might check it out in the theater.
Because I saw Hereditary in theaters. Did you see Hereditary?
Last movie I saw in theaters was Spider-Man and Little Mermaid. My children have been kidnapping me all summer. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen nothing grown folks in the movies in a long time.
If you get a minute, go see this movie. Cannot recommend it highly enough.
It's the only thing playing right now, huh? With A24, they're the only ones that can really do some shit.
Well, no, I mean, right, that's what, because we were talking about it the other day, and like, biggest box office maybe ever, right? With Barbie and Oppenheimer last weekend?
Yeah, one of the biggest.
Yeah, movies. It's like the first time a movie ever did over $100 million and then another movie did close to that or something. Like, it set some records. And then this, I was hoping we'd have trouble getting seats, but wasn't sold out.
Yeah, definitely go see this because unknown cast. This girl is amazing.
They're going to make their budget. They almost made their budget back in the weekend.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, I'm sure. It's time to pay people now.
Yeah. You horror movie? You like horror movies?
Because, you know, it won't be enough horrors.
Enough whores?
Excuse me?
Horrors?
Oh, horror.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, I don't watch horror movies because it's like, who are these pimps? You know what I'm saying? I remember the scariest movie I saw in the last 25 years being The Ring.
The Ring in theaters.
Was scary as fuck.
Dude. I remember like keeping my feet up. Yeah. I was like, so much tension. It
was
tension. Just,
and then all their faces was like, after they saw The Ring.
That first cutaway to the closet.
Yeah. It was just so, it's just, and then I saw some of The Exorcist, and then it gets so dark. And it plays with my psyche, and I feel like that's what lets the demons in.
Mm.
That's true. If you can't deal with it, then don't watch.
I mean, actually, I couldn't deal with it. Well, you calling me like a punk bitch. I could, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that, it's just whatever. And then you go home, and it's like, should we got to sleep in the dark, or can we sleep in daytime?
No, I watched a movie called, and maybe don't watch this one, but it's a documentary. It's called The Nightmare. It's about sleep paralysis. And there's a part of the movie, it's talking to people about sleep paralysis and like the common themes of people's like sleep paralysis experience.
Those little munchkins.
Well, the black hat man, the tall, like tall alien looking creatures that like looking down at you and you can't move because you're sleep paralyzed.
Yeah.
We saw the guys like, you know, I never had sleep paralysis until my friend started having it and they were telling me about it and telling me about it. And then I started having it. And Maya was like, shut that shit off right now.
Yes, yes.
Because that's a mind virus and it gets in your head. Yeah. See, I'm not necessarily a believer, but I also know that there are various defensive positions you take against the demons. And he won't acknowledge it because he's so much not a believer. And I'm like, no, there's this position, there's this position. And then if you fuck around, then there's this position. And then the final thing is you go to the Catholic Church. But there's like three defensive positions you got to take before you get to the Catholic Church so that the demons don't get in your head. But he's such an atheist that, he won't even acknowledge it. I'm like, no, first step, first line of defense, shut that shit off.
Maya always says, if there's ever a demon in question, go to the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah. That's your final stop. That's your final stop.
Really, Maya? And they're going to be in there like, did you bring us our payment?
And be like, yes, hey, you got to pay for it.
Here's a little boy. Yes, yes, yes. Does he like Fortnite? It's like, I don't fuck with no Catholic church. Shout out to the Catholics. But it's like, it's just, they ain't did too much of a rebuild for me. I need the Pope to start rapping or something to make me believe it. You know what I'm saying?
You can't trust a Protestant exorcism. You can't. These people saying shit. I will never, ever sign on for a Protestant exorcism. That's what
it is. In the name of Jesus, sir, get out of this man now. Get out of him right now. Boop-a-doop-a-doop, boop-a-doop-a-doop. Demon like, oh, shit. Demon still be in you. Oh, shit. Oh, God. You be leaving. Demon be like, I like that church, man. It's a nice little church, man. They got some jams in that motherfucker. Anyway, y'all, we out of here, man. We got stuff to do, man. We can't be kicking it with you motherfuckers all day. We got grown-up shit to do. She's making a damn baby. Tony's watching her. Amir just found out it's a sale on black stuff. He going to get a black durag, some black diamond earrings. And, yeah, man, I got to go do cool shit. I don't know what it is yet. I want to learn how to skateboard, man. Not to do no tricks, but just to go down the street and just, you know what I'm saying, just... You know what I'm saying?
A lot of confidence.
I used to have a skateboard, a Ninja Turtle skateboard, and all I could do was stand on it and then lean back and lift up the front.
I like a manual.
What's that?
That's what it's called.
Oh, it's called a manual?
Yeah.
You just lean back and lift the front up?
Yeah.
My mom would be like, stop doing all of that! I'd be like, chill, mom. But that was like the only trick I knew. Anyway, we out of here, y'all. Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.